Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We talked earlier this week about just the fact that we hear so much doom and gloom out there. And the reality of it is, based on some studies, that things are not as bad as they seem to be. And in fact, you know, there are a lot of things that are significantly better today than they were years ago. And so the thing that to really focus on is, how do you hold that mentality? How do you not get sucked into the negativity that's constantly around us? And it comes from consciously refocusing your attention on the positives. And so one very simple way to do that is, you know, they call it a gratitude journal, but it doesn't have to be that, you know, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It can literally be a piece of paper next to your bed or a notebook next to your bed. And when you wake up in the morning, write down three things that you're thankful for or that you're in gratitude for. And if you do the same thing before you go to sleep, it'll take you all of 2 minutes. I'm thankful for the fact that my children are healthy. I'm thankful for the fact that my wife loves me. And I'm thankful for the fact that I have a wonderful career that brings me joy. Okay, could be that simple. That's all it takes. But now what you're doing is you're just retraining your mind. So over the course of the day, simply by going through this little exercise, now you're just going to be tuned into more positive things. And it's just the way our brains work. Right? When you set yourself in that direction, you see more of it and you bring more of it and you notice more of it. It's just like buying a car. When you're looking for a car, all of a sudden, wherever you go, you see that car on the road. You hear commercials for that car and all of a sudden you get that exposure. Well, when you tune into the positive things in life, all of a sudden you're going to notice more positivity. And so as you do that, it makes your day better. Now, if you go in with a negative attitude, the same thing happens. And if you walk in and say, you know, every time I go to this store, the service is terrible, the checkout lines are horrible, and I can never find what I want. And guess what? It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because that's how you're conditioned. That's how your mind works. But if you walk in saying, I'm going to go to this store and I'm going to get a parking spot right up front, I'm going to find everything I need, and I know there are wonderful people there and they're going to take good care of me. Okay, that's a whole different mindset. And guess what? There's a very high probability that your experience is a positive one based on what your thought process is. So again, if you set your intention early in the morning, first thing, on just focusing on positive things, just start by writing them down and then get up and start your day. And then right before you go to sleep, write three more down and then go to sleep. And all of a sudden, you're now conditioning yourself to bring more positivity in your life because you'll see it, you'll look for it, and ultimately it'll work. And if you can do that, you're happier as a result. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button. And if you'd be kind enough to leave a review while you're there, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to think about what we discussed. Focus on the positive. Easiest way to do it, before you go to sleep, write down three things that you're thankful for. Write down three things that are great about your life. And when you wake up in the morning, do the same thing. And now you're just conditioning yourself to look for the good in the world